And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Today is Etch-a-Sketch Day.
They still make those? Yeah,
I don't know.
There's some that's a classic toy. It's
there's retro
be on the shelf.
Toys out there somewhere, I'm sure. Is it in the Hall of Fame? Should be.
I believe it is.
Them and Grand Funk.
I've always been amazed at for the people that can make like a Bo Jackson portrait on those.
Yeah, oh,
I could barely do like a diagonal line.
Yeah. The diagonal line was always kind of swiggly too. I could never.
Yeah, it wasn't straight.
Swiggly is
right.
Whatever.
That was a challenge.
Yeah, I could never do anything. I could draw a face, but then you could never pick your pen up, so the face had a line off to the side where there was an ear. You know.
Well, you didn't have a pen.
Yeah, kids would love that. It's a retro toy now.
You just had the knobs.
They'd be bored with it, I'm sure, but it'd be kind of... You're right, Nick. The people that... Well, that's a sketch art out there.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
There is.
You know?
Do they like drill those somehow to get those images to stay on there?
They can stay, yeah. I don't know what they do.
When it comes to that, I have zero artistic talent, and I admire people...
Well, that's drawing a picture, too. Who does, you know?
I admire people who can pull
my
that off.
My nephew's excellent at that. It's just given to you, you know. Something you now you can get better at it if you have it. But I don't have that talent. Never did. You know?
Also, National Different Colored Eyes Day. Do you know anybody with different
David
colored
Bowie?
Eyes?
That's it.
Well, one pitcher from the who's he with the Mets now?
Scherzer.
I think it's Scherzer. Is it?
Yeah, I got a whole list of celebrities with heterochromia. That's different colored eye. Kate Bosworth is in there. Mila Kunis. Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, coolest is gorgeous.
Yeah, I bet a lot of these people wear colored contacts to make a match.
Maybe so. Jane Seymour, Olivia Wilde, Demi Moore, Elizabeth.
Yeah, because it's a weird look. I mean, you look at Bowie wouldn't wear contacts a lot. And you look at it, it's definitely a weird look.
Benedict Cumberbatch, Kiefer Sutherland, Max Scherzer.
They all have it.
Megan Fox, Kristen Stewart. Puss is right. They probably wear a colored contact.
A lot of people.
Yeah. They have to because we would notice this.
Zooey Deschanel, Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, because like the guy, the Scherzer, the pitcher, you see him on TV,
and that sticks out right away.
You pick that up, you go, whoa, that's really freaky weird.
Show me a picture of your brown eye, puss, next break.
You've seen it.
Just the brown eye. You know?
You've seen it.
I just got one.
Are these
brown
two
eye.
Completely different colored eyes? Not one that's just like a little
darker.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Might be a little different.
Maybe it's just a slightly different shade.
Because Bowie's were blue and like green or something like that. They were they look different.
Yeah, and that's the deal with that Scherzer dude. He's got like one that's brown and one that's blue or something. Right. I mean, it's a stark difference.
What do they pick for their driver's license then?
That's a great question.
That's an excellent question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pink. So I haven't seen a combo on
pink
there.
Pink guy down there. I got pink guy. Everybody stays away from you then. That's a good point. What do they put their driver's license? Well, in Kansas, you got to say you're a man or woman. That's it. What if you got a penis? If it's bent, I don't care. You're a man. That's what that Robark said.
Yeah, well, we're just a couple of steps away from getting rid of everybody who doesn't have blue eyes.
That's right.
I mean, that's what those people want eventually.
Yeah. I'm going.
They want the same genealogy.
Brown eyes, right?
Three brown eyes.
I got three brown eyes.
Apparently, everyone with blue eyes, and I don't know how common blue eyes are, has a common relative. Like if I see another blue-eyed person,
wave to him.
We may be cousins.
I have blue eyes. You have blue eyes?
Yeah.
You guys look at each other. We gotta find our cousin.
Yeah.
I could honestly tell you.
I was dating a girl once, and one time she said to me, "What color eyes do I have?" And don't look at me. And I didn't remember.
Say you have one brown.
Yeah. I like that one. I should have said that. That might have got me out of that. But I'm thinking, I mean, how do you know that? I mean, I was only dating her for about 6 months.
Well, look her in the eyes once in a while.
No, I wasn't allowed to look at her eyes. She said, "What color eyes do I have?" I said, I don't know. Which was stupid because what color eyes does your wife have?
Brown.
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 Yeah. My daughter, too. But I don't know what I have to look at my license to tell you what color my eyes are. I think they're blue.
Yeah, that was a more topic. That was a that became too, a topic of conversation when we started having kids. What color eyes are they going to have?
Well, do all your kids have blue eyes?
No. What we have, two of them have blue eyes and one has brown.
Okay.
According to my license, I have blue eyes.
And one brown eye.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Everybody has that one.
That might be a Scandinavian
three blue eyes.
Thing.
It's weird.
It's an irritated eye recently, yeah. Too.
That's probably where my blue eyes came from, is my what? Scandinavian heritage.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got some strong Scandinavian ties as well.
Yes, you do. Yep.
Green eyes is the rarest color. Only 2% of people, the world's population, has green eyes.
Animals have different colored eyes?
Oh, I've seen dogs that have different colored eyes. Yeah. I don't think that's uncommon at all.
No.
Like a dog with just deep blue eyes?
It sounds like you're in love with your dog now.
Right.
There.
That would be off-putting.
I'm staring at my dog's deep blue eyes.
See, now I'm getting a text from my wife saying, my eyes are hazel, you jerk. That's brown. Hazel is just a form of brown.
Yeah. I'm with you on this one.
We're splitting hairs there.
Usually I would.
I don't think hazel is an option on the driver's license.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because Christy has hazel eyes.
But penis or not is.
But it probably says brown on her. License plate, or driver's license. License plate is a whole different deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, brown. Hazel is brown.
Plus, how much money is 700 Civil War coins?
Apparently, millions.
It's worth millions.
Is it the winners, the North, the U.S. coins, not the fake crap from the secessionist South?
I think the Confederate currency would be pretty much worthless.
Well, worthless on the market. You might want to buy it for, just for however... keepsake.
You'd go around wherever and just look for a house with a rebel flag in front of it and sell them a few rebel coins.
Like the douchebags that bought Trump coins and realize they're worthless. There are people that did that. Yeah.
Well, these are not worthless. These have apparently great value.
Where was the farmhouse?
In Kentucky somewhere. Okay. A man in Kentucky found the 700 coins from the Civil War on his rural farm. They're calling it the Great Kentucky Hoard. And it includes a group of 1863 double eagles and hundreds of U.S. gold dollars.
I think I met the Great Kentucky Hoard when I lived in Louisville.
Kentucky Hoard.
Yeah, that's what she was.
Hoard.
God, if she was the Great Kentucky Hoard, she'd been through a few. Good for you, Tom.
Hundreds of U.S. gold dollars dated from 1850 to 1862, as well as a few silver coins, which certified the pieces. It says
could be priceless, man.
It says worth millions. I don't know if that's because of the historical value or just the weight of the gold.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, I forgot about that. It might be historical value too, Puss, because you wouldn't want to melt that stuff down. You want to keep it as is.
It's potentially worth millions. They're all $1 gold coins, $20 gold coins, $10 gold coins. They're just digging these out. There's a video on YouTube of them digging these out.
Was he looking in his basement, just saw it,
Somewhere on the property.
Was he digging for a project or something, or was he out metal detector? Was he looking for something like this?
He and Tyler Walsh out with the
really
metal
say.
Detector?
Does not really say.
This is why Tyler Walsh metal detects.
Would gold set off? Is gold a metal?
Now he golfs and beats up 14-year-olds. That's his big
I'm certain it would set off a metal detector.
95% of the coins are gold dollars. Also included are 20 $10 Liberty coins from 1840 to 1862 and 8 $20 Liberty coins from 1857 to 1862.
I'll trade you four Trump coins for that.
Somebody tried to use a Trump coin somewhere. That's where I read that story.
A couple of Trump non-fungible tokens.
No, these are worthless.
Oh, okay. So it says here some of the rarest coins that they found, 1863 P $20 gold Liberty coins can command a six-figure price, and they dug up 18 of them.
Wow. Wonder how many people in Kentucky are just going to start digging their yards up today.
All of them.
See, what I want to hear is a follow-up to this, because they say it's worth this or whatever, but things are worth whatever people are willing to pay for them. So,
true.
Yeah, I'm curious what somebody would be willing to pay for this.
Oh, there's got to be a market for this. It says,
oh, certainly.
The coins are rare because they don't feature the "In God We Trust" phrase. That motto was added in 1866.
No, it wasn't.
No.
No, it wasn't.
Just one of
that's
these.
That's been there since day one, since Adam and Eve paid each other.
That's what we said. We need more God.
Yeah.
We need more God in our civil wars.
Yeah. I wonder if there's so many of these coins that it like affects the market. Is if you have one of these at your house, you're like, oh, this is really rare. Then some dude's like, oh, actually, here's a whole chest of them.
You are coming up some good points today, man. That and what was the other one? Can you stare at your dog's blue eyes? What was the other one you had come up with? Oh, no. What do you write in your driver's license? That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have two different colored eyes.
They think these coins could have been the result of a conflict going on in Kentucky during the Civil War, as many families were pitted against each other, and they thought that the coins could have been lost, but they were buried in the ground somewhere.
Okay. All right. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
18 of those one coins, and one of them will get you six figures. So that right there is, you know, could be up to $2, $3 million.
I get sucked into that Antiques Roadshow on PBS every once in a while. But I do like it because I think the perspective they're taking is, well, this is nice, and this is probably what a collector would pay. They're not just pulling that number out of the air. Yeah. Saying, oh, this is worth whatever. But they have a pretty good idea, and they have a pretty good idea who collects that and a pretty good idea what that collector would pay for something like the item they present.
No, we used to watch the Pawn Stars, obviously. A lot of us did back in the day, and I don't really like that show. It's kind of lame. But I remember that when the guys would walk in there, hey, listen, I'm homeless. Can you give me $40? No, that's worth $8. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
these people, Antique Roadshow, they don't like screw these people over, do they?
Well, they're not buying it. No, they're just valuing it.
Oh, they're just telling you what it's worth.
They're just telling you what it's worth.
They're simply appraising it, so they got no skin in the game.
Yeah. And I mean, coins and Civil War era stuff, there's going to be a huge market for that stuff.
Yeah, big time.
This dude is cashing in.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is why Walsh has the metal detector.
No, he hasn't been doing that much, right? He's just been golfing.
Swinging his club, rubbing packs of teenagers on the golf course.
That's right.
No, he can only do...
15-year-old kids throwing his putter in a pool or whatever.
He can only do comedy and then one other thing.
I know.
No, he's a lot like me, where when he picks a hobby, he goes for it.
He's in.
Yeah, but he's crazy,
at least,
man.
He ain't backwards walking.
Yeah, that's kind of stupid. Right. But it's good. It's good for you, right?
Oh, yeah. Let me list off all the benefits of backwards
walking.
Time to go to break.
Time for break. Good point.